stargazers in the sky. This is the theme of the stargazer. Stargazers in the sky.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll from
tower clear.
Roger, roll. Complete and mission program.
Houston, you're a go for landing, over. 3 seconds. Lights on. Down 2.5. Forward. Forward. Good. 30 feet down, 2.5. Picking up some dust. 30 feet, 2.5 down. Straight shadow. 4 forward. 4 forward. Drift into the right a little. 3.5.
30 seconds.
Forward. Just. Good. Light. Okay, engine stop. ATA at a descent. Both control, both auto descent, engine command override off. Engine arm off. 413 is in.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility, we copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
I'm at the foot of the ladder. The LAM footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Ground mass is very fine. Okay, I'm going to step off the LAM now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Time out, baby, to the railroad track. Time out. here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, we are celebrating the upcoming 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 lunar landing. And we're doing that with three featured artists, Jimi Hendrix, Sun Ra, and Wendy Carlos. We started off the set you just heard with a title track from Jimi Hendrix's Valleys of Neptune, one of several posthumous albums. And, well, it's a pretty rockin' album. And then we heard Sun Ra and Theme of the Stargazers from At the Village Vanguard. And then a remix I made on top of Brian Eno's The Secret Place from his Apollo Atmospheres and Soundtracks album, which has many wonderful ambient instrumental pieces. And on top of that, yes, I mixed excerpts from Mission Control and Neil Armstrong of blasting off on Apollo 11 and actually landing and then taking those steps out onto the moon. One small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. Yes, there's controversy about what he actually said. Maybe there was a transmission problem. Maybe he left out the ah in the excitement. But that's what he meant to say, and that's the only way it really makes sense. So let's consider it as those words. And then we finished off with the second AC/DC, and actually the final AC/DC song of this sound collage, What's Next to the Moon from Power Rage. So, I believe that there are most likely other civilizations and forms of intelligence in the universe. I mean, the odds of that, based on the science and how life could start and the incredible number of stars and likely planets in the universe, I think it's very likely. But what I don't believe is that there are flying saucer style alien spaceships. I don't believe that aliens come to Earth and abduct human beings for scientific purposes. I think that any civilization that could overcome the tremendous technical difficulties associated with interstellar travel, they're just going to be hundreds, thousands, even millions of years more advanced than us. So they're not going to be flying around, coming to visit us in their spaceships and then suddenly have one of their cloaking devices fail. If they come to Earth, if they're visiting, and we're not going to see them unless they want us to. And I don't think that they would want us to. They're going to have incredibly miniaturized devices, like nanotechnology, like the stuff that is just around the corner for us. And they're going to have the ability to monitor things from very far away. So that's what I think about space aliens. Yes, they exist, but they aren't abducting humans, and they aren't going to be accidentally sighted because they make a mistake and humans see them. You know, on a related topic, I don't believe in Bigfoot or Sasquatch or the Yeti. The idea that there could be a population of large mammals living in the woods or the mountains that haven't yet been discovered by humans, that's just not realistic. I mean, look at the endangered species that we know about and the ones that have gone extinct. In order to exist, any species needs to have a large enough population so that they can reproduce, a breeding population without inbreeding. And in even endangered species, that's got to be at least dozens of individuals, and realistically more, because otherwise, yes, they're going to go extinct pretty quickly. Well, as far as the next set goes, we're going to be hearing from Jimi Hendrix and Sun Ra again. And we're also going to hear something from this wonderful compilation called Brain in a Box. The science fiction collection. All sorts of weird music and pieces about space and science fiction. And we're going to be hearing, in particular, a piece by Russ Garcia and his orchestra, Monsters of Jupiter. And then we're also going to be hearing a sound collage I made years ago. And I do a couple of things differently in it right now, particularly with the stereo spread, but it holds up. It's my remix of Alien Sex Fiend, an Alien Sex Fiend song, my Star Trek remix of that. Well, that all starts right now with Jimi Hendrix and Ships Passing Through the Night. Here on WMFO in Medford.
Please stand by for a news flash. 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 Please stand by for a news flash.
Mrs. Payne goes to outer space.
Mrs. Payne goes to outer space.
Stand by for blast off.
I'm ready to go.
So far, we're right on schedule.
Sounding amber alert. 10 seconds to liftoff.
hell are you?
He's James T. Kirk. Don't you read history?
Checkmate.
We've all done the scarecrow. Big deal.
That would have been impressive.
Captain, we are being hailed.
A merry man.
Hi, I'm Clint Black. Did you know my guitar is like a rocket? That's right. Guitars and rockets both resonate. At the same time, resonant vibrations on a space flight could get so strong they damage your ship and really shake up your mission. Check out NASA.gov to learn more and encourage your kids in math and science. America needs them to be the inventors and explorers of tomorrow.
Tonight, here on WMFO in Medford, on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, our theme is Space is the Place, as we commemorate the upcoming 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 lunar landing. Tonight, we've got three featured artists for you. In the sound collage mix, Jimi Hendrix, perhaps the best electric guitarist ever. And we heard him, another track from his Valleys of Neptune posthumous release, Ships Passing Through the Night. And then we heard Russ Garcia and his orchestra, Monsters of Jupiter, from the outstanding compilation, Brain in a Box, the science fiction collection. And then our second featured artist, Sun Ra, and his orchestra in this case, Stardust from Tomorrow, from his Mayan Temples album. And then Alien Sex Fiend, and my Plastic Sushi Star Trek remix of Mrs. Fiend Goes to Outer Space. And we finished off with a public service message from Clint Black. That was actually called Resonance. And if you didn't get the message, well, you can go to NASA.gov and learn more about all the things that they're doing, continuing to do. And then backing me up right now is our third featured artist, Wendy Carlos. And this is Titan. Talking about another celestial moon. Well, we've got just about 20 minutes left before Savoir Faire is coming in for Songs from the Squid Pod. Yes, an 80s show. Stimulating and energizing you. So, let's begin our final set of the evening. And we're going to be starting that off with some Jimi Hendrix. And we're also going to be hearing from Tangerine Dream, the German electronic band, and a shorter version of their sometimes extended piece called Sunrise in the Third System from Alpha Centauri. And then we'll be hearing from the orb, Earth, Gaia. And also some Jimi Hendrix. And, well, it all starts now.
plant them upon their land, which I have given them, your God. And the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and the hill shall melt. And the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and the hill shall melt. And the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and the hill shall melt. And they shall build the waste cities and live in them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine of them and live in them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine of them.
Azerbaijano comunista tardia. tautiškai nusiteikę azerbaidžaniečiai, jų populiarusis frontas, kuris būtų tolygus mūsų sąjūdžiui. Jie pasirašė lyg ir sutartį su Azerbaidžano komunistų partija.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been the first of our two space-related themes as we commemorate the upcoming 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission to the moon and back, because that's important too. And we started off the set with Jimi Hendrix, one of our three featured artists, Lullaby for the Summer from Valleys of Neptune. Then going out to Savoir Faire, some Tangerine Dream, Sunrise in the Third System from their Alpha Centauri album. And then the Orb with Earth and Gaia and some audio clips from apparently some science fiction movie talking about Earth and the little being a plaything for some outer space godlike creature. Backing me up right now is our third featured artist, along with Sun Ra and Jimi Hendrix, Wendy Carlos. And this is Aurora Borealis. And it looks like tomorrow and Sunday there may be a lot of airplane noise if you live under one of the sacrificial neighborhoods. So if you don't already know how to complain about the airplane noise, go to bostonwestfairskies.org and learn how. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again next week here on WMFO in Medford.